Hey, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer, a former middle school teacher and current college professor. And I am passionate about seeing schools become bastions of creativity and wonder. And I want to talk about schools in particular and about teachers, because there's something on my mind a lot right now. I see a lot of, teacher bashing and school bashing and people who are telling us how awful and how broken and how everything else it is. So here's some thoughts. It is 11:47 on a Friday afternoon, and I'm sitting here at home. But somewhere at a school right now is a teacher who's giving up her lunch period, those blessed 26 minutes to scarf down a meal, because she's helping a child learn how to read. Although it's frustrating and the progress is slow, this kid is going to become a reader because of her. In another classroom, kids who started out hating math are now falling in love with the subject because of a teacher who has found a way to make complex problems relevant and meaningful to them. There's a science teacher, and his students are doing this amazing hands-on experiment. And there's a history teacher, and she has made the subject come alive in a way that feels directly relevant to now. And there's a librarian who's helping kids fall in love with reading while also teaching them those crazy ninja-like skills of figuring out how to do research and learning what is fact and what is opinion and how to figure out if news is fake or real. Somewhere on the East Coast right now, there is about a 20 to 30 minute window left in the school day. The students should be anxious to go home and play video games or watch YouTube videos. The teachers should be ready to go head over to happy hour. But that's not what is happening. Everyone in that room right now is engaged in a creative project, and it's like nothing they've ever done before. And every child in that room is so zoned in on their work and so excited about the learning that it kind of feels like magic. And this is happening because of a teacher. On the furthest side of the East Coast, right now, there are teachers packing up essays that they will grade on a Friday night. There's a teacher sitting down with a kid who is crying because she doesn't want to leave school and go home right now. And that teacher right now is the safest, kindest, strongest adult that the child knows. There are crossing guards and bus drivers getting kids to and from school safely, nurses caring for kids who are sick. While back here in Oregon, there are cafeteria workers right now keeping kids fed, knowing that this might be a child's only warm meal for the day. And here's the thing, this is happening every single day, right here in America. I bring this up because I often hear politicians railing against how broken our public schools have become. I've seen the media scapegoat teachers for every issue in our society and complain about how it's so difficult to fire bad teachers. There's this image of the American school as being broken. But that's not what I see. As a college professor, I get to work with a cohort of passionate teachers who are already out there changing the world. I get to visit schools and see tons of tiny miracles that only seem ordinary because they are happening so, so very often. And I am convinced for that reason that our schools are worth fighting for. So I think it's time we share those stories. 6 years ago, my friend Nick Provenzano, nerdy teacher on Twitter, that's his hashtag, I'm not calling him a nerd, or his user handle, whatever. Anyway, Nick created a hashtag, school did a good thing. And right now, I'd like to bring that back. So if you could go on to Facebook and Twitter and share a story of the amazing things that you've seen a teacher do, just as a teacher or a parent or even as a student who grew up in public schools, if you could share those stories, let people know that good things are happening, that would help, I think, to change the narrative a little bit. And it would help people realize that good things are happening in our schools, whether we want to recognize that or not. So thank you for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm John Spencer. Have a wonderful day. If you could leave a review on iTunes, that would mean the world to me. I think we have like five reviews or something like that right now, which is awesome. And then tell people about this podcast and let them know that I am bumbling around and making mistakes, but hopefully slowly this is becoming a better podcast and something that is worth listening to. So thanks a lot. Have a wonderful day.